Sharm's Blog, Friday, February 18th, 2005.
Commuting to work ain't what it used to be. Join Sharm on www.sharmarari.com, the blog and commute cast.
Good morning, Internet and TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. I decided to switch things up a little bit this morning. Instead of recording on my way into work, I figured I would wait until I'm a little bit more awake and record on my way into class. Unfortunately, I'm trying to follow with sticking to using show notes, but it didn't come up with any for today, so I don't know if I'm going to record the whole entire 20 minutes or however long it takes me to get into school or not, but just figured I'd say hello and pop in and continue to wrap this up. This is the first full week that I've had a podcast every single day of the week. So, at least I believe I've had one every day this week. I can't believe it's already Friday. It seems like the week's gone by so quickly. But anyway, so I'm on my way over to Mason right now, George Mason, and I've got a recitation class for calculus to wrap up my week. Although we normally have quizzes in this recitation class, we're not going to be having one this week because we had the exam yesterday. Yeah, the exam wasn't too bad. It was about 20 questions. And it was 15 multiple choice and five of the questions additional, which were I didn't mean to say 15 multiple choice. 15 questions, basically, they didn't care about looking at your work. They just wanted to know what the answer was. So there was no partial credit or anything like that. And then five of the questions, you had to show every little step so you could get partial credit and so on. And so today I have a recitation in calculus, and they're going to give this computer assignment. It's a program called Maple. I'm not sure if any of you have heard of it out there, but it's basically like a calculator, but built onto the computer. It can do some things that the calculators can't do, like graphing, just some specialized stuff. And so he's going to hand out an assignment that we have. What was that? Weird. So he's going to hand out an assignment for that we have to do. And submitted online, of course, through email. We have to email like a copy of our results once we're done with it. And so I'm probably just going to go pick that up and then leave because my sister wants to leave school early. So I'm going to go pick her up from like Braddock and then drop her off at home and then head on back into the office. So I won't be there much long at all because she wants to be picked up at 11 o'clock. My class is at 10:30. So if you do the math by the time, you know, class starts, I'll just be like, oh, let me take this. Okay, leaving. Which is basically it. So it's not even like I'm really going to class today, but I'm going. And let's see, I know there was something else that I was going to talk about. Oh yeah, so I got my foldable headset yesterday, and I was testing that out. I got on Skype with Marla. You should have seen this foldable headset, though. This thing, our office ordered them because they're supposed to be easy to, you know, carry around. We gave them to all the notebook users. But the thing is that it's got like a 10-foot cable on the end of it and some funky like box because it's a digital headset. It doesn't plug into the normal outlets that you have on your computer for headphone and for headphones and microphones. Instead, it just plugs into a USB port. So it's got some little digital box, I guess. And it sounds amazing. It's like really, really good quality. I mean, it was a $80 headset or something like that. And we ordered like 15 of them or 20, something like that. We ordered a lot. Of course, we don't pay the $80 to get a nice discount for the county. But I got this headset, so I was trying it out, and finally when I got all the Skype settings work, I got it tested out. It was pretty cool. So if anyone, no one else is, we were trying to find someone else that we knew on Skype, but we didn't know anybody else who was using Skype, as sad as that is. And just because Skype has the conference call feature that we wanted to try out. It's actually, I said before a couple episodes ago, I was like, oh yeah, you could have like 10 or so people. No, you can have like 4 max. So it really isn't all that much better than three-way calling. It really isn't that much better at all. So, but it's cool because it's free, and it actually, I think it sounds better than the phone. I don't know, maybe because the microphones that you use on the computer are better quality than what your telephone is, but I thought it sounded pretty damn good, so y'all should try that out. If you haven't heard of Skype yet, it's www.skype.com, and it's a website that has a program that you download on your computer for free, spyware, adware free, all that good stuff, and it lets you make phone calls. It's just voice chat, basically. Anyone who's ever used AOL Messenger, the little talk feature, it's the same thing, except it sounds like you're talking on the phone, because I know I've used the AOL one before, and it seems to lag a lot. You'll say something and it'll take like a few seconds till the other person can hear it, but this one seems to go through almost instantly, which is really cool. check that out. It's 10:30 in the morning, or 10 o'clock, rather, and it is a lot colder today than what it's been. My car says it's 29, but I'm sure, I didn't even look to see what it was earlier this morning, but I'm sure it was a lot less than that first thing this morning. So it's getting colder. You can never explain Burke, Virginia weather too well, or Northern Virginia weather for that matter, because it's constantly fluctuating. What did we have last week? We were in the 60s, and then we've suddenly shot back down to the upper 20s and so on. So you just never know. And they're actually calling this weekend President's Day weekend, which sucks because I get off from work, but I don't get off from class. So I'm still going to be going in. And not only that, but I have my midterm in sociology on Monday anyway. So, sucks. I'm like, it's President's Day. We should all get off. But I don't think anyone else thinks that way. So, anyways, yeah, what was I saying? I was talking about weather. So, yeah, they're calling for rain or something crazy on President's Day and also on Sunday. Kind of sucks. I'm just hoping for good weather because they have. This is what I started talking about. I don't know if I got really into it that much the other day because the one day where I had too much to talk about and I didn't get through all the show notes. But there's an Infiniti G35 meet this weekend. It's on Sunday, the day before President's Day, over at Tyson's 2. It's the Macy's parking garage. I believe the upper level of it. And a lot of the Northern Virginia Infiniti G35 people, I'm assuming the coupe, because I don't know that how many people like soup up and go to shows for the sedan, but I'm assuming it's for the coupe. But and pretty much anyone's welcome. It's not a club or anything, not that I know of. I know one website, one of the G35 websites out there, was one of the ones posting the announcement. But it's a G35 meet, and I'm meeting up with a few of the 350Z folks from Burke, Fairfax area over at the Annandale Fuddruckers. If anyone wants to know how to get there, just send me an email if you're interested in coming. It's the Fuddruckers at the intersection of Little River Turnpike and Backlick Road, and we're just going to meet up there, the 350Z people, and then drive together over to Tyson's. So it should be pretty cool. I think Andrew's going to be coming with me, riding along, and I want to meet, I think I've met him before, but I don't think he had his work done to his car yet at that point, but Jeff from Altered Atmosphere, and he's on the website. He pretty much has the same car as me, except his is a slightly lighter shade of silver. He has the chrome silver color, but he has the black leather interior and 5-speed automatic transmission. He just had work done to his car recently, I believe. He had a supercharger put onto it, and he had Altered Atmosphere over in Chantilly do all of his tuning on the supercharger. So I'm curious to see, because I think there might be a few people, either G35 or 350Z owners, that have the Gretti twin turbocharger kit. And now that I'm finally starting to save up some money, I'm starting to compare my options. And I think the main two options that I'm liking are the Gretti twin turbo and the API Pro Charger supercharger. So I'm curious to see if he has any dyno graphs or anything yet, and just to see what the setup looks like, how it sounds, how it runs and stuff. So that should be cool, finally getting to meet these guys again. We met up one time before over at the United Artists Fairfax Town Center movie theater parking garage. It was a cold day. It was December, I think, right before Christmas, I'm gonna say, and we met up there, and that's when I met Mike. Saw his awesome 350Z, but yeah, so I'm going to go to that meet this weekend. Maybe I should actually, now that I think about it, although I know I'm going to forget, so maybe I'll just say it on the show so I can listen to it later and remember, but I need to remember to ask Mike to bring his splash guards off his car, so that way I can buy them off of him. That'd be a good time to get them. He said he put a body kit on his car, so he took off the factory splash guards, and mine are all like torn to pieces because of the salt on the roads and stuff, so I just want to get new ones put on. Not now, but as soon as, we get into the spring, like end of March, early April, I just want to replace those. And they're not that expensive, actually. It's $75 a pair for new ones, but he's going to sell me his, so I'm sure he'll give me a good deal. I don't think he's had them on his car that long, so it should be good. But yeah, I'm going to be doing that. I'm almost getting up to Mason right now, actually, so I might cut the podcast off soon. Not too sure. Yeah, I'm going to go with Marla tonight and go check out. We were trying to go see the new Will Smith movie, Hitch, last weekend, but it was sold out over at Rebecca's Corner, so we're going to try going again. So I'm going to go over to World Gate to go see it and then go out to dinner. So it should be good. I've heard a lot of good things about the movie from friends who've seen it already. So I'm trying to get her to go see, like, I don't think The Ring 2 is out yet. I want to see that, but I want to see Constantine, the new Keanu Reeves movie, but I doubt she's going to see that. But Sarah wants to go see it, apparently. So, my sister, Sarah. So I'm like, maybe I should go see that. Then my parents are already threatening me. They're like, you know, if she has bad dreams coming home, she's sleeping in your room. I'm like, hell no. I'll download it off the internet and watch it. I'm sure it's been on there already. So. But anyways, I'm pulling up to school now, and I didn't really plan the show out too much. I just wanted to get something online for you all, and hopefully I'm still listening to Adam Kerr. I think Adam might put up a new show today. He already mentioned in his daily source code for yesterday that he had like 80-some emails in his MP3 feedback account, so I'd be interested. I'm still listening to see if he actually puts any promos for me on the show, which would be really cool. And same with Matthew. Matthew, I don't think, has gotten around to doing a podcast yet this week, but I'm staying listening to both of them. And, well, everybody, have a great weekend and enjoy yourself. I won't be podcasting on Monday, but I will be coming back to you all on Tuesday, unless I change my mind and randomly podcast or something, but I can't foresee myself podcasting Monday since it's the holiday and I'm not going into work. But take it easy, everybody. Have fun this weekend, and don't get in too much trouble. And I'll see you all next week.
You've just listened to Sharam's blog and commutecast from www.sharamamiri.com. Subscribe to the show today by visiting the website for details.